Hello, how's everybody doing today? I hope that today you're having a wonderful day. For those of you that this is your first time here, my name is Prophetess Dr. Lisa. I'm very excited to see you today. I hope that today you've had a great day. My day was pretty busy. It was pretty good. It's raining here where I'm at. But overall, I had a pretty good day. Had some really good lunch. How about y'all? Type in the comments your name, where you're tuning in from, or just comment amen so that I can see that you were here. So many people do not realize how many of, you know, our struggles in life are the direct result of demonic forces seeking to intercept our destiny. And so I want to encourage you that today will be the beginning of you breaking free from the invisible spirits of oppression. And we're going to talk about the demon of depression. Okay, let's turn to Romans. Now, I need you to get your pen and your paper out. I'm always going to give you scripture because without scripture, you cannot have the power to break the assignment of any unseen force. And so today we're dealing with depression. So you want to take a pen and paper and write it down. Romans chapter 15, verse 13, and it says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Now, depression. Depression will stop women and men from being married. Depression will definitely make someone have the spirit of fear and doubt. Depression, these demons, they come to make you not be able to enjoy life. You will be sad most of the time. Depression also comes to seclude you from friends and family. Now, some of y'all might say, well, you know, my family pretty jacked up. Yes, Lord. I have some jacked up family members. But depression will make you feel like even the ones or the one that you do have that you talk to, you know, don't call them today. Or if they check on you, make you go into hiding. Depression also comes to make sure that the women and the men of God do not get married. If you are already married, then the spirit of depression comes in to attack one of the spouses. And usually, the spirit of depression will operate through the man first. The spirit of depression, they can operate through the women first, but they attack the man first. Why? Because he is the head of the home. The spirit of depression, when he attacks the men start acting different. You may notice that they watch TV by themselves a lot. They might always say, you know, I got to run an errand, or they just kind of stay in a certain part of the house. The spirit of depression also works on communication, where they cut the communication off between family members. Husband and wife is one of the number one targets that the spirit of depression attacks in homes, in marriages. Now, depression, you have to remember, is at an all-time high. There's billions of people that are suffering from depression. Many people are on medication. You don't need it. You don't need the medication. All you need to is open up your Bible, read the correct scriptures, apply the word of God, pray in the spirit, worship in the spirit, trust God, believe God, and say the correct prayers. That's going to destroy the spirit of depression. Now, depression, it can definitely cause people to desire to commit suicide, to make them drink more, to make them snort cocaine, to make them smoke weed where they're just out of it, to make them do all types of drug, pop pills. Depression. Depression can also make you, you know, paranoid and operate in the spirit of fear. It could drive you to just feeling like, you know, life is just not living. The spirit of hopelessness attaches to the spirit of depression. In the Bible, sadness and depression are related to a spirit of what? Heaviness. The spirit of depression and the spirit, which is heaviness, also manifests as despondency, despair, discouragement, and hopelessness. So I just named four demons. Write this down. These are demons that are linked to the spirit of depression. Despondency,
That's one. Despair, two. Discouragement, three. And hopelessness, four. Please share the live video. Please share the live podcast. Surely there's someone that you know that is going through the spirit of depression, and I need you to share this with them. This live podcast is being sponsored by Ask Dr. Lisa. This is a ministry where we teach, we equip the people of God to be able to identify witchcraft, be able to walk in the power, the spiritual authority of the Holy Ghost, to cast out demons and to live a life that is full of freedom, full of liberty in the Holy Ghost, and to be able to obtain every blessing that God has in store for you. Another demon that attacks the people of God is the spirit of withdrawal. And another spirit is isolation. So withdrawal and isolation are also indications of a person being depressed. I do have a really, really good friend. She is not from the United States, but she's been in the United States 10 years plus. I think about what she tell us, 11? She said about 11 years. She's been here, and she went through a really, really bad marriage. She was married to a man who verbally abused her. And so when they got divorced, she was responsible for paying the child support. And so she went into this withdrawal and isolation where she didn't want to talk to anybody. She didn't want to go to the store to get groceries. She didn't want to go out to eat. And then she started, you know, saying nobody loves her. So it's getting to the point to where she was becoming suicidal, because isolation and withdrawal makes you feel like, you know, you don't need people. Don't nobody like you, no way. And nobody's calling you. Nobody's checking on you. So it's just better to check out of here. And so that's what the spirit of depression does. But we want to thank God for his power, for his glory, for his grace, for his healing power on her life. She has now been delivered. She has so many friends that she don't even know what to do. Sometimes she's like, look, I'm going to move to the country so you guys can call before you pop up and come over, because she's an amazing cook. So we love to go over there and eat. So just to encourage you that if she can get delivered, you can too. If you have children that are depressed, they can be delivered too. You have to tap into the prophetic word of God and just trust God. Going in and out of depression is another demon that links to the spirit of depression. It is called double-mindedness. One minute you're sad, one minute you're up, one minute you're down, one minute you trust God, one minute you don't. That is the spirit of double-mindedness. Now, we don't want to be double-mindedness, because that means that we are operating in witchcraft. Either we trust God or we trust the devil. Which one is it? Who am I talking to? I need you to type in the chat, type in the comment. You talking to me? You are talking to me. Don't be ashamed. We are all family. Type in the comment. Say, you are talking to me. You are talking to me. Also, please give the podcast a review. Give the video a thumbs up. Don't forget, because some of y'all be like, the content was so good, but we forget to share it. Okay, let's talk about putting on the garment of praise. Now, remember that we are married to God. He is our bridegroom, and we are the bride. So let's talk about that. The presence of the bridegroom causes joy. So the bridegroom is Jesus Christ, okay? So no daughter of God, no son of God, same thing as if I were to say no believer, can live a victorious life without the presence of the bridegroom. You got to know that. We are married to God. Now, the devil, he wants to come in and trick you, and he doesn't want you to know that this is a part of your spiritual authority. Let me turn here to, let me show you a scripture. Turn to with me. I just want to show you where it says that, because my mother shared this with me when I was a little girl. And so this is one of the scriptures. There's others. But Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5 says, "For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called." So when it says, excuse me, "For thy maker is thine husband," that is the bridegroom, the Lord. He is our husband. We are married to the Lord. So that's why the demons of depression come in and they attack marriages. They attack the husband. They attack single people. Some of y'all might be like, "Well, you know, Dr. Lisa, I'm not married yet. I desire." And these are the reasons why even the people of God that are single can't get married, because the spirit of depression comes in to take over. And you can't hear God. You can't see God. You don't even know that your life is valuable. Well, how you want the Lord to bless you with a spouse if you don't even understand that you are married to God, and the bridegroom, who is God, causes the spirit of joy to rest upon us, the oil of joy. No believer can live a victorious life without the presence of the bridegroom. Y'all come on and type it in the comments. Say, "I want joy." Come on, let me see you type it in. Say, "I want joy." "The joy of the Lord is our strength." Write down Nehemiah, that is in the Old Testament, chapter 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Depression, or the spirit of heaviness, is the opposite of joy. Now remember, the devil comes in to make sure that when God wakes you up, that you are depressed. But you need to start waking up every day saying, "You know what? I'm going to recite Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord is my strength." Let's talk about Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied that God would give us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. So let's talk about two things, or two activities that will usher us into the spirit realm of joy, which is what the devil does not want you to understand, your spiritual authority. Praise and worship. Those are the two powers that the spirit realm that we can, you know, operate in. Praise and worship. Praise and worship are what? Our powerful weapons. Praise and worship gives you power against the spirit of depression. Why is that? Because when you praise God, you worship in the Lord, you're singing songs. Somebody might say, "Well, I don't really know what song to sing." Open up the Bible and read the scriptures out loud. Or just say, "Lord, I thank you." You lift your hands up high, both of them, please, in the air, if you're able to. Open up your mouth and start praising the Lord for his goodness. Tell the Lord that you love him. When I was growing up, my mother had us always tell the Lord, you know, "Tell the Lord that you love him." Then my father would say, "Tell the Lord that you love him." And we was like, "What?" So, you know, that's when the uncommon demon comes in your heart, no matter what age, to make you feel uncomfortable when you're telling the Lord that you love him. But he is our father. And so you want to say, "Lord, I love you." You don't want to tell the devil that, right? So when you praise and worship, this is your weapon to destroy the spirit of depression. And so you want to say that. Teach your children to say it also, no matter how old they are. Praise and worship will bind and confuse the enemy. There are ruling spirits now that are on an assignment to destroy your praise and worship. Ruling spirits are bound as we minister to the Lord in praise and worship. That means that we stop them. We stop the ruling spirits of depression. We stop them, okay? Because they're trying to rule our life. Ruling spirits are bound when we do praise and worship. Praise and worship, let me give you another key factor. Y'all write this down. It opens the door for the prophetic flow. And it does what? Type it in the comments. Praise and worship opens the door for the prophetic flow, which is the revealed word of God that brings light, encouragement, and direction to the believer's life. Now, the devil, he surely doesn't want you to get this. We had so much hell trying to, just a little bit of hell. You go, "Mosiah, yes, Lord." trying to start the live today because I'm like, you know, the people of God are depressed. And so this is not God's desire for your life. Satan, he hates anointed music. Did you know that? He hates anointed music. That is why if you turn on Apple Music or the radio in your car when you're driving, or even, you know, YouTube, guess what? The music that's supposed to really be, you know, like anointed and holy for God, it sounds like the club, doesn't it? My daughter said, Mommy, is that like club music? Surely it's not gospel. She knew that from being a little girl. She was like, oh no, this can't be gospel. It sounds like we at the club. So you have to be careful because Satan hates anointed music. Satan will do everything in his power to corrupt your worship. He will do everything in his power. Anointed music can move the hand of God and bring a refreshing and, oh, I can't hear nobody, and the spirit of deliverance. You could be delivered. Y'all read 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. That's in the Old Testament. That is your proof. Anointed music, it brings refreshing and deliverance. Read 1 Samuel chapter 16, also verse 23. Worship preceded the breaking of the seals in heaven. That's Revelation verse 5 through 6. Let me see my notes. Yes, Revelation 5 through 6. Some things are not released until we worship the Lord. Did you know that? That is what Revelation is talking about. The seals in heaven, things are locked. That is why the enemy does not want you to worship the Lord. He wants you to continue to be depressed. The book of Revelation shows us a pattern of what gets released to us in the throne room when we worship God. God, he breaks open the seals. You ought to get excited. Somebody type in the comments. Say, God breaks the seals. Type it in the comments. Type my deliverance is in my worship. Come on. I need y'all to worship the Lord today. He releases future judgments on the earth as you worship. The Lord will release vengeance on your enemies that have been what? Tormenting you. You are God's beloved child. You know God don't play when it comes to you. Type that in the comments. Say, God don't play when it comes to me. I know the Lord don't play when it comes to me. God will enthrone himself in our praise and worship every time you get bold with your spiritual authority. The weapon is in your mouth, praise and worship. There are high-level principalities and powers that will be brought down to the judgments of God when you praise and worship. When you praise and worship, you take over the enemy's assignment. All of hell is nervous when you praise and worship the Lord. As you continue to worship the Lord, the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of idolatry, the spirit of perversion, the spirit of occult, the spirit of false religion, the spirit of sin, the spirit of iniquity, the spirit of poverty, I can't hit nobody, the spirit of divorce, the spirit of pornography, the spirit of suicide, the spirit of incubus and succubus. Come on, familiar spirits. I can't hear nobody. You will be able to slay and destroy every giant that's been tormenting you from the dark side. From the kingdom of darkness, you will destroy them. Let me encourage you. Type in the comments, say, I am encouraged. Hallelujah. Now, worship, it is a way to reach out and touch God's heart. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, does the Lord really hear me when I worship? Yes, he does. He does. As you continue to reach for worship, things are going to break off of your life. Hallelujah. You do not have to stay down and depressed. You don't have to stay bound like the devil wants you to. You don't have to have your emotions blocked and full of anger and bitterness, because depression does that too. It comes to wear you out with despair, discouragement, and hopelessness. But I want to decree and declare your freedom over depression today in the name of Jesus. And let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Hallelujah. Let's say some prayers before we go to break off and destroy the spirit of depression. I rebuke and cast out any spirit that would attempt to oppress me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I destroy the spirit of depression over my life, my spouse, my future spouse, and my children, my grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Never again will I be oppressed, for I am far from oppression. Never again will I be depressed. I loose my emotions from every evil spirit that has come in as a result of experiences from my past, trying to make my mind and my heart replay the hurt. I destroy and uproot in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from all hurt, deep hurt, pain, sadness, bitterness, depression, oppression, rage, grief, hatred in the name of Jesus. I uproot those bound demons of emotion. I uproot every blocked emotion that the enemy is trying to root in my life. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I uproot it right now. I command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. And I decree my freedom. I am free in the mighty power of the Lord. I decree freedom to my emotions in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am a joyful and glad person. I am joyful and glad of heart for the good that the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. And devil, I make a command for you to loose your hold off of my mind, loose your hold off of my emotions. As a matter of fact, no demon of depression is allowed to be in my home. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I walk in the liberty of the Most High God. I am free from every stronghold. I am free from premature death, Lord. And we want to pray right now and give you glory. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for freeing us from depression. And we pray it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Come on, let's put our hands together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for your time. We thank you for joining us today. Hallelujah. Please share the live podcast. We have a podcast called Chosen for Purpose with Dr. Lisa. That name is going to be changing pretty soon here in a couple of days. This podcast is new. We just started this one the other day. So we are not on Apple yet, but we are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, I believe Samsung. We're not on Google. Let's see. We are on, it's so many of them that we're on. We're on a lot of them. Just wherever you get your podcast, just type in Chosen for a Purpose with Dr. Lisa. But again, the name will be changing. So you want to go ahead and follow the podcast. So when the name changes, you'll still get it. You'll still be able to get our downloads. Definitely follow us on YouTube. It's AskDrLisa, AskDrLisa. Follow us on Instagram. I am Dr. Lisa Lisa. Please leave a review, leave a comment on the YouTube. Please share it. Please share the podcast. Please share the YouTube. God bless you all. I hope that you have a wonderful day. We're going to be talking about the spirit of Christmas. We spoke about it last year, but we'll be talking about that in the next couple of days. God bless you. Take care. I love you so much. You are my family. I love you so much. And may God continue to bless you and your family. Have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye-bye.